Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Giving out candy.
Trick or treat.
What are you supposed to do?
I'm supposed to be done by now.
Just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the way it works.
It's showtime.
Showtime, 7:36, Thursday morning, Halloween. 75 degrees outside.
And it's time for the Halloween edition of the Jimmy Carter Report. Ooh, Jimmy Carter. Brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch, Prime Bank of Texas, and Precision Camera and Video. Happy Halloween, Jimmy.
Happy Halloween. I mostly have good memories. I have a lot of good memories of Halloween with my children. I always went trick-or-treating with them. And the one year this I didn't, because I had to work, because Halloween fell on a Friday night or Saturday night, I had to be in California. On that one time, I didn't go. My, at the time, youngest child, some big guy, big person came along and stole her candy.
Oh, no.
Man, we had a caller yesterday. Broke my heart. Can you find that, Eric?
No, it's already gone.
We got rid of it. And the guy said, I remember, he likes calling in bragging. He said, I remember what we did, get on our BMX bikes, and the little kids have a bag of candy. Mm-hmm. We'd ride by and swipe all their candy.
Well, yeah, when you get to the teenage years.
Daddy was always with them, because I was worried about freaks like that, and carried a baseball bat with me, and that would have been, I'd have knocked a home run out of that guy. And would have glad to do it.
That's what I said.
If he wants me to.
In Texas, I said, the parents ought to be there with it. With a 38, a heck, a little kid just 22 would be fine.
Yeah, little kids, trick or treat. Then when you get in your teenage year, you get to mischievous, if all you know,
yeah,
maybe illegal.
I know that some people do, and yeah. I mean, so anyway, good memories except for that. Felt such parental guilt when I wasn't there for that.
Oh.
But otherwise, I would put on a mask and go out there with them and sometimes dress up and do stuff. So we have great memories of that. But for me, I just remember going to and just getting. I remember some people used to give us pennies. Did you ever have any of those houses where you
reach
into a thing and take a handful of pennies?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. I mean, they were all new pennies, I think. And, I mean, I don't know what I did with those pennies, but I don't know. And I remember I'd go through the candy like the next day, because I don't think there was time that night, because sometimes we'd get a real lot of candy in a grocery bag. And go through and pick out the Three Musketeers or the Mounds or some of those kind of things, or the deal that came in a straw, whatever that was called.
And Pixie Sticks. Pixie Sticks.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, we think former Round Rock mayor, which one was he gave us that information? We couldn't think of it the other day.
Pixie Stick?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of, you go into Cracker Barrel today, and you can find some of those candies that you got as a child. They've got a whole section of all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, well, that started that conversation. And by the way, it was Alan McGraw, former Round Rock mayor, helped us remember Pixie Sticks. And Eric said, well, man, the one I liked were these little bitty wax Coke bottles, had a little bit of sugar water in it, and you'd bite that off. And so while I was in Nashville, if you go to the Cracker Barrel, they have a whole section of retro candies. So I brought Eric, I brought those back for him for his first Halloween.
Nickel Nip.
Nickel Nip, yeah.
Yeah, those were weird juice in there. What was that goo in there?
Sugar water.
Sugar water, yeah. Color.
Sugar water, good. Yeah, I was very concerned of what that might be.
With food dye, they'd kill you, you know. But
oh, probably. I remember getting the, there was actually a harmonica made of wax.
Oh, I love that. That's right.
And those were very tasty.
They were orange.
And it really tasted good. You could eat your harmonica. I liked that a lot.
That was,
I remember those too.
That might have been my favorite.
Yeah, that may have been my all-time favorite.
They don't make that one anymore. Yeah.
No, I haven't even ever seen one of those again. But they, I remember that wax actually tasted pretty good. Some of the wax was, ugh.
Yeah, so good. Bob brought the, I have to watch how I say it, Nickel Nip back to me, and I know, and so I chewed some of the wax just to have that kid feeling, and then I realized, to your point,
it was any good.
The wax was terrible. You had to spit it out.
Yeah, not on the harmonica.
The harmonica wax was great.
Right,
some cow orange, and it was a little more chewy, and it was very good. So,
oh wait a minute, I had to know. Glenn Confections continued into the 70s, making the wax harmonica. Sadly, sometime in the 1970s, the company stopped making wax novelty candies.
Oh, no.
It was probably expensive to make one of those, you know. There was a little bit more to it than just putting some mysterious liquid in a plastic
thing. They were called the Wowee. The harmonica was W-O-W-E-E. And
well, that was a wonderful trip down memory lane.
Well, wait a minute. Here's the good news. You can still get the wax lips.
Oh, I like the wax lips too.
They were red. I remember those were probably pretty good wax too, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And the last thing is, for God's sakes, number one, toward sunset tonight, a lot of people are late coming home to get the house ready for trick or treat. They're coming home late from work, so they're driving too fast. Some people take the littlest kids out really early.
Oh, we were just saying that at 4 o'clock and so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so be careful because moms and dads are sometimes driving too fast in the neighborhood. I've almost had a child run over a couple of different years. So you've got to be very, very, very careful. And, you know, keep that in mind as you take your little ones out because they're excited and they're not going to remember to follow the rules of the road about, you know, watching before you cross the street.
You're jaywalking.
And, yeah, jaywalking. A lot of jaywalking goes on today. And then these cars, they're in a hurry. They're not thinking. Teenagers driving, going to a party, whatever. So just be extremely careful. I've been a news person for a long time, and I've reported on some Halloween tragedies more than a few times. So be really careful later today, everybody. All right, Elon Musk, I guess he's going to have to get on the jet, and he better be there already. Philadelphia court this morning.
I wonder if he has to be there.
It says he does.
Does he? Okay.
The judge said he wants everybody there involved.
Okay, then he's there.
So he better be 10 a.m. in a courtroom in City Hall in City Center. The DA, Larry Krasner, suing Elon over his $1 million giveaway. I saw one attractive young lady who got $1 million. That was kind of fun for her. Is he doing this to shake the voters up? I don't know. I guess they're going to find out. And the DA says he is charged with protecting the public from a public nuisance and unfair trade practices, including illegal lotteries. It is a lottery. They're picking a number, so I don't know what they can declare illegal or legal, but these are Democratic judges, so I have the feeling Elon's going to lose today.
Knowing a little bit about that because of the radio business, you know, there's certain contests we can talk about. They may not be illegal, but you can't talk about them. If it involves, as you know this, Jimmy, a prize, chance, and consideration.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no consideration that's financial.
Right.
So
but
it has to be a transaction.
I think they'll rule it against the rules today, and it's probably already served its purpose anyway.
You're right. So, I mean, the election's in 4 or 5 days.
I think it served its purpose anyway. Trump getting some good advice yesterday, dressing up like a garbage man and getting on a garbage truck to do his interviews. That was cool. That was good marketing.
It was brilliant.
Sense of humor. It was brilliant.
You know, if Kamala Harris would have done it, I'd have said it was brilliant. It was just truly brilliant. I don't care whose side you're on.
And now the way it's covered by the press, like the Washington Post and others, is that Trump stumbled trying to get into the garbage truck. You know, right now they're trying to find anything that can go along their narrative is he's old and feeble. And every day he proves that he's not. I mean, he may not be, you know, dancing on Dancing with Stars, but I don't know. Doesn't seem very feeble to me.
Well, they ripped him to shreds for doing the McDonald's deal with the fries because he kept a tie on, right?
Yeah.
And as minor as it could be, but they had more grounds to, you know, to maybe call that out. There's no grounds to call this out at all.
Oh, but see, the fact that they even have to report on it, to report garbage, and they have to explain to him why he's doing it because Biden called him garbage. I mean,
Eric, you're right. Tell Jimmy what you observed on social media last night.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, Jimmy. I know you do a really good job daily of social media and getting content out. But yeah, I saw a lot of people, their Facebook profile turned into trash bags. And the Halloween costume that's really easy that a lot of people are doing, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, is a MAGA hat or just a red hat and a trash bag.
That was born overnight, man. That's unusual. That's totally organic, yeah.
But that's sometimes the best ones. All right, the Dodgers, I cut it off after about, when it was 5-0, I cut it off, and then I got calls and missives, you better turn it back on. And they brought it up, and then they ended up winning. Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series last night. MVP wasn't easy to pick, Freddie Freeman. But it really was, and see people say this, and it's just how you write the story. But no, it really was a team effort. I think almost everybody, if anybody didn't do their job, it's Ohtani.
Well, but he was severely injured, basically.
He was
still playing.
That type of thing. But yeah, the setup was going to be Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. Yeah,
absolutely.
They both did their thing a little bit, but it was really everybody else. There wasn't a pitcher like a Don Drysdale or a Sandy Koufax that just smoked the team. Never that for either side, there wasn't that kind of pitcher in this World Series. There were some people that were power hitters. There were some people like Mookie Betts that showed everybody how to be an outfielder, and it was pretty cool. Now, there was some rioting that went on afterwards in L.A., but that's just another day at the office.
Yeah, it's crazy. They went downtown. They looted stores, including they tore up the Nike store downtown. There was a bunch of looting. They set a city bus completely on fire, and they won. I mean,
that happened in Detroit. You know, it seemed like Detroit always, when they used to have winners.
Yeah.
They tear up everything. Found a show. I think I found it by accident. And I started watching it yesterday. And I stopped what I was doing. I didn't have time, but I watched episode 1, and it was good. It's the number one show right now on Netflix called Territory. It is the Australian Yellowstone. The star of it is Robert Taylor. Robert Taylor was Walt Longmire on a really good Western called Longmire. There was a multiple series, which really good. It's still out there. Territory is a little bit like Succession, a little bit like Yellowstone with a big Australian flair. This family is has the largest cattle ranch in Australia. It's the size of Belgium. And they're doing all kinds of Australian stuff. Rough and tumble, there are fights, and there's monkey business, and a little bit of everything. It's Yellowstone. So called Territory. You might want to get out there and check that one out. I made it through the first one. I'm in the second one now. I think I'm there to stay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now page two with Jimmy Carter.
Okay, so we got the territory show done. We've got the Virginia thing, temporary allowing voter removal. That was a, you know, all this stuff is going to be over in a week, thank goodness. And let's just hope that we know this time next week who the new president of the United States is, one way or the other. Spain's had some flooding. I know a lot of people just like a little rain, but 95 people killed in flash floods in eastern and southern Maine. There was a picture I saw that had cars stacked on top of each other where the water ran through the streets in one of the towns there. It was really absolutely crazy. Morgan Wallen has a number one song again. This was called Love Somebody. It's amazing that he keeps on going. In the big TV news yesterday, ABC got the Grammys. After 50 years at CBS, they've had it since 1973, the Grammys are going to ABC, Hulu, and Disney Plus beginning on 2027. It's the economics of broadcasting right now. Disney has got more money than Kellogg's has cornflakes. They bought the SEC from CBS. They buy everything, and they're doing the Grammys. That's a big get for them. The Grammys and the Oscars are the two highest rated award shows. They're international shows, two of the highest rated international shows in the world. So I don't know what they paid for them, but the prestige of having Grammys, Oscars, and the CMAs is a pretty big deal for ABC. Pretty impressive. The Pentagon says Northern Korean troops dressed in Russian uniforms are headed to the Kursk region of Ukraine. They say between 3 and 11,000. And that's going to be interesting when those bodies start ending up being dead, how North Korea is going to react to that. I don't know that they will, but they might. It's been New Year's Eve in Nashville this week because they're shooting some of that New Year's Eve show in advance. That's no surprise to anyone. They do like a Ryan Seacrest show, and they do a live version. Jelly Roll and others will be there where they, you know, count down the clock and do that.
They're recording it now for New Year's Eve?
Pieces of it. They do this on ABC too. When you go to a club, like, you'll see three songs from Lainey Wilson during the night, all three recorded this week. You'll see three songs from Luke Bryan from his club during the night. They're all done this week. And all those shows that are from the Honky Tonks are pre-recorded. They do have a live stage, and Jelly Roll and whoever else is on the live stage will be live in front of that big audience. But when they switch downtown to the Honky Tonks, that's pre-recorded. Same way on Ryan Seacrest and stuff. When they go to something, let's go to a club here in L.A. or go to some other alternate location to where they are.
I figured those were satellite hookups in every case, but I feel gypped.
Well, they're not going to spend the money to have a crew, you know, on a holiday time and the logistics that it takes to do the hookup between the downtown honky tonk and the truck and or somewhere other. It'd be a big deal to try to do that, and fraught with disaster potentially too, with drunks and everything else on New Year's Eve. So they do it now where it's a little bit more controllable and no one will ever know the difference. And why I told you that, I don't know, but I just felt like, you know, truth in advertising is what I feel. I think I did that for Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a name some of you may not know.
Contemporary Christian artist. Uh-huh.
He is the most awarded artist in the history of Christian music. And he is going to become an Opry member on Friday night. He has 60 Dove Awards, 5 Grammys, American Music Award, 50 number one singles in Christian, best-selling book, Carnegie Hall playing, and everything else. And now he's going to be an Opry member. I don't have his age. I could look it up. He's been around a while.
Yeah, he's really good in concert. Salvation Army, we brought him in one time for a fundraiser, and he can sit behind the piano and just play, and he's just wonderful.
He was a singer at Opryland. Opryland was an amusement park like...
Yeah, right. Before it became an outlet mall.
He's 61, Jimmy.
Disneyland thing. You know, they traded it in for an outlet mall, which was one of the biggest bonehead moves that
it's the worst
Opry people have ever done.
They know it, but they... Yeah.
dumb. But the Opryland theme park really became Dollywood. Dollywood's just about the same place as Opryland, and it mixes up music and rides, and that's the deal. And the Opryland theme park was that way, and it was great. It was seasonal. Disney learned a lot. Well, Opryland learned nothing from Disney in the fact that they created a property that had no potential for expansion. They were surrounded on all sides, and they couldn't expand even one ride because they had nowhere to go. So that's one thing Walt Disney learned at Disneyland. He had nowhere to expand either. So when he did Disney World, he bought half the state of Florida, you know, so he could be able to expand anytime he wanted to, and they are still expanding at Walt Disney World. Hunter's remains have been found, a suspected bear mauling in Alaska. You hear about those every once in a while. 90 people now sickened so far in the E. coli outbreak, and I don't know if they're saying onions or it's the meat or what. I don't know, but the number keeps going up there, and it's disturbing. And McDonald's is freaking out from it because the more the story goes around, you know, the more people say, well, I think I'm going to back off that quarter pounder today. Although I did have a McDonald's hotcakes and sausage this morning already. I'm not scared of E. coli. I'm not
scared. Well, it's Halloween. What the heck?
It is. Three dead after going over Niagara Falls. They have determined that was a suicide. I don't think they've discovered the bodies yet. Woman with two children, poop, jumped over the rail and was gone. Then no one's explained why she did it or what the motivations may have been for her to do that. So we'll see. The Menendez brothers' latest is the DA to petition the governor for clemency. Wow, this is a bad idea. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's a crazy state. I mean, one of these boys stood over his mother and pumped bullets in her, and they want to give him clemency for whatever the reason was.
And that admitted that they didn't want to kill their mother, but since she witnessed them killing their father, then yeah, she had to go to
collateral damage.
The other one went back and finished it off too, because mom was still moving.
California, man, I used to hear them say all the time, it was the land of fruits and nuts. My God, it really is. To all the things that they want, sometimes they're just so far ahead of the curve, it makes them look crazy. When really, 10 or 15 years later, it's something that we're all doing. The fact that they push a lot of things ahead of the curve, okay. But on this kind of thing, I just don't understand where this is coming from, why they think that this is a good thing to do, and all these people are behind it. I'm missing something on here, but, you know, that's California. California. Oh, my goodness, I see a picture here. There's a dog show with Halloween costumes where they're dressing up their dogs.
Oh, a lot of people do that. Never dressed up your dog, Jimmy?
No, thank you.
No, where am I?
In fact, the women in the family have put a sweater on the dog and a couple other things, and I was not happy about that. And as soon as they got out of the frame, I took it off. The dog told me they didn't like it. They said, I look stupid.
Loretta's like, no, not going to have this happen.
No, Brownie particularly, but Brownie before her really was not happy with the costumes and that stuff. She liked to be, you know, just free.
That's right.
No. So that's all I know. Be careful out there tonight. This is a crazy, crazy night.
Thank you, Jimmy.
By the way, thanks for the memory on the that I'd forgotten
the
about.
Wax harmonica.
Halloween Wowie gum harmonica. They haven't made it since the late 70s. I found one on eBay. There's an auction.
Oh, no.
There's an auction.
I don't think I'd want some ancient.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's more than 40 years old. It looks slightly melted from the picture. Anyway, 8 days left on this auction. It's $48.66
right now.
You
should bid on it, Bob, clearly.
Almost $50 without shipping.
I think if you ate that one, parts of your body would fall off.
That'd be the perfect Halloween costume. There you go.
It would.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Jimmy Carter, of course, here on Halloween. Brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Wagner Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. We're going to take the old Halloween celebration to the next level.
Oh, no.
When we come back, right here. From the Austin studios at 95.9, this is Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.